Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time to check in with the Fallon County COVID-19 Task Force. Dale Butori and Kim Cuppy with us here this morning as we see 10 new COVID-19 cases yesterday in Fallon County. We've got active case count, 27 cases here in Fallon County right now. And Kim, how are you feeling this morning?
I am feeling all right. Unfortunately, I was one of the 10 new cases, which I guess goes to show that you can do everything right and wear a mask, but you still have the potential of being exposed. Of course, I see tons of sick people every day, so it was kind of expected that it would come at some point, but I guess this is my time.
And again, I think it's one of those things that goes towards, if everybody is being safe, then that helps out because, one person catches it and then they spread it to you. You were doing everything right, but it was somebody else who was maybe doing something wrong. And that's how it winds up getting spread around the community.
Yes, that is exactly right.
And so far, I hear a little cough. You hear a little. Is it as terrible as we've heard so far for you?
It hasn't been pleasant by any means, but it's been okay. I've had a high fever, cough, a little bit of shortness of breath. I would say it's a lot like pneumonia, as far as what I'm experiencing, of course. Symptoms are different with different people, but I can definitely see how if you had an underlying health condition, this would be a huge deal because I'm a healthy, fairly young adult, and I still have trouble breathing. So definitely a big deal for those with, maybe some underlying breathing issues and things like that.
Now, I've seen recent posts on social media here of people who are literally posting like, I feel like I probably have COVID, but I'm not going to get tested because I don't want to add to the fake numbers. So are you, would you suggest, if people feel like they might have this, maybe it's the flu, maybe it's not, but is this bad enough? They probably should get tested before it gets bad.
Yeah, I would definitely get tested just because then, if it does get to a point where you're getting real short of breath, maybe you kind of know things to watch for. On the other side of that, a benefit of getting tested is that if you know you just had COVID and somebody names you as a contact the next week, we would not make you quarantine again because you just had it. So you have those antibodies built up in your system. So you kind of get around that 2-week quarantine if you know that you've had it. But if you call us and say, well, I think I had it last week, I felt like crap. Well, you didn't have a positive test, so you still need to quarantine.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the quarantining thing goes, can you actually force people to quarantine at home, and are people following those quarantines?
Well, for the most part, we've had pretty good cooperation in our community. I would say that I don't know if we can force people is the right word, but we do have Montana Public Health. Codes are enforceable by laws as far as we can fine people if they're not staying at home and following that quarantine. That goes through our county attorney and our health officer. We have had a couple instances where we've had to send people kind of a final written warning and tell them what their fine will be if they don't choose to follow quarantine. Fortunately, that's been enough for us so far, is just that kind of educational piece. But we do have that option if people are still not following the quarantine or isolation periods.
Yeah. And again, it's just it's a safety thing and consideration, too, because, it's one of those things. If you don't quarantine, you give it to somebody, a kid picks it up, they go to school, and then suddenly kids have to go home and remote learn or something, or some sporting events get canceled or whatever. You're hurting so many people. Spreading this virus.
Exactly. And that kind of goes back to what you said, too, about people saying, well, I know I have it, but I'm not going to get tested. Well, how many people are you out spreading it to? Because you don't know how long you should be at home quarantining for, and you're out unknowingly spreading it to other people or knowingly, and that causes a huge problem in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had one of the questions that somebody sent in to us this morning is, Is there any chance in the near future you're going to let families back into the nursing home to visit their parents or grandparents or anything like that?
As much as I would like to say yes, I don't see that happening in the near future, just given our current amount of cases in the community. Of course, that's something that we're always kind of looking at and assessing. And if our case count would start to go down and that community spread wouldn't be there anymore, that's definitely something we would consider. But that's just kind of a week-by-week thing that we look at, I guess.
So you say maybe, I mean, if we can get cases down to zero, like that's a possibility that that you would like let people back in there? Well, there's...
for sure.
Again, another reason to wear that mask. I mean, the person who asked the question said he's got a 91-year-old mom who's just lonely, hasn't seen family in a long time. He wants to go visit. She wants him to visit. And, you know, you've literally got people suffering because, you know, people are refusing to wear masks and we're spreading this around the county.
Yes, exactly.
Another question I wanted, this actually, personally, for me, as I was, wandering around, last weekend, going to the football game and, I was like, okay, scarf, I'm wearing a scarf. So that scarf is good enough for a mask, for a face covering, you would say?
It depends on how thick the scarf is. If it's, you know, just one layer of thin fabric or multiple layers. Of course a scarf is better than nothing, but, if it's not at least two layers of material, I would say no, it would be better to wear a mask also.
Okay. And next question as well. I was also wearing gloves. And I know we talk a lot about washing your hands and stuff like that and not touching your face. But with gloves, can't exactly wash your gloves. Hand sanitizer on gloves? Like, what would you recommend?
You know, they found that on cloth, the virus doesn't spread super well. There's still that potential, but if you're wearing gloves and you can wash them even, you know, like once a week, that's a good idea. That's kind of a tricky one because yes, there's potential there, but it's definitely lower than just skin to skin contact.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Dale, do you have anything that you wanted to add here today?
Make the public aware with Kim being out sick that and cases still on the rise that we are quickly becoming shorthanded down at public health. I'm trying to help them with some phone answering here and there when I can, but this is quickly becoming a very serious issue. You know, if we've got to do a bunch of contact testing and calling and stuff like that, we can't have public health home sick for 2 weeks. So I just encourage the public to buckle down and let's try to get this thing knocked out.
All right. And Kim, would you like say there's like knowing full well that that we are a little shorthanded at the health department, would you be willing to accept volunteers to come in and help, maybe make phone calls or take phone calls?
You know, at this point we have several volunteers from the medical and county community that have kind of stepped up and have filled that role. So, I mean, at this point, we are okay. But if we get to that point, we'll definitely put something out on our Facebook page. So if anybody's interested, just watch that page. There's a potential for that, so watch for it.
Okay. And I know you had a drive-up flu shot clinic scheduled for tomorrow. Is that still going to go on?
Yep, that is still going to go on. We have a couple other nurses that are going to come in and give flu shots for us. So 3 to 6 out in our parking lot, kind of a last chance to get your flu shot, I guess, without scheduling an appointment. So quick and easy. I would encourage everybody who hasn't gotten a flu shot to come to that.
And for that, it is very quick and easy. They basically just drive up as long as there's an insurance card. You fill out a couple of lines on a piece of paperwork and you're done, in and out, right?
Yep, exactly. It takes maybe 30 seconds.
Okay. And finally, any advice here or guidance as we go into Halloween this weekend?
Just continue to practice those social distancing guidelines. You know, parents, make sure that your kids are, you know, they're aware of guidelines that they should follow as far as not going into people's houses, that kind of thing. If you're doing the trunk or treat, space yourself out well. Masks, of course, are good, so encourage a mask with that costume, and just continue to do what we've been telling you to do.
Which is just maybe, because I know like a lot of like families and kids like to go out in large groups. So would you suggest maybe parents this year maybe take your kids individually door to door instead of like a whole group of 15 kids?
Yeah, definitely. If you can stay in those family pods, that is definitely preferred.
All right. Anything else that that we should add here today?
I don't think so. Not from my side.
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, hope you feel better, Kim. Definitely keep us up to date on how it's going. And it may be a blessing in disguise because you'll kind of be able to describe to people exactly how serious this may be.
Sure. I'm always up for being a guinea pig.
There you go. So hope you feel better. Hope you hope everything goes well for you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Juan.
Thank you.
Talking with the Fallon County COVID-19 Task Force, Dale Butori and Kim Cuppy this morning.